From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Heath Kazire. Reading Without a Badge by Jerry Spezial with Mark Seal. Now let's begin with Without a Badge. Chapter 1. The Junkie. I'm standing on the corner of 119th Street and Park Avenue in Spanish Harlem, anxiously awaiting the 1 a.m. opening of the shooting gallery. My clothes, rescued from a Salvation Army bin, are smeared with dog feces. My hair, long and braided in cornrows, is dotted with dirty beads. My arms are pocked with track marks. It's the middle of the night, but it's rush hour on this dark corner beneath the L platform on a street reeking with urine and teeming with junkies. Every ear is tuned to the moment when somebody whistles, signaling the opening of the shooting gallery. I'm hopping up and down, hands in my sweatshirt, asking everybody, "What's out?" Meaning what variety of heroin, coke, or crack will be served up when the gallery opens. "Yo, dude, when they gonna bust this door open?" I ask. "How much longer are we gonna wait?" The other junkies gather around. They know me as Crazy Jerry from Jersey, a loud, in-your-face guy who is always screaming obscenities, picking through garbage, and generally acting deranged. And they're hoping that maybe I will share my bag with them. But once that whistle cuts through the night, it's every man for himself. We all rush toward the graffiti-covered door of a dilapidated tenement. "Line up! Line up!" commands a grimy, rail-thin Spanish ghetto guy in a dirty t-shirt. We all do as told, 50 suddenly obedient junkies in a line, each rolling up.